We're going to come to today's message. Today is Theme Sunday. And it's a very special Theme Sunday for Grace City Church. I will never forget, and hopefully never to be repeated in my lifetime, that on a Theme Sunday, we could not be here physically to launch the team. But thank God, we have a great live stream team who is able to bring the Theme Sunday to your house. So what is happening with our world? So much has happened in our world that has taken world leaders by surprise. Politically, the world is in great strife. Nation against nation. Jesus prophesies about it as one of the signs of the last days. We are not only seeing physical wars where bullets, you know, and rocket and missile is used, but now we have cyber war and trade war among nations. Medically, the world is looking for a vaccine. Who can find it first will make a lot of money. Looking for a vaccine to stop this pandemic. It has not peaked. It's not peaked yet. And lives will continue to be lost in this pandemic. Socially, we see unrest in many parts of the world, especially unrest in Western society that pride herself in democracy. Spiritually, the church is in the standstill at some country. Not business as usual, but restriction and lockdown. Grace Assembly Singapore, who we used to relate to, had just had their first service 2 weeks ago after 1 year of not physically getting together as a church. Grace Assembly is not the only church facing this challenge. Many churches across the world are also having this challenge. Perth. They say Australia is the lucky country. Then Perth is a lucky state. We have been spared. And so we can easily forget that the pandemic is still with us. 5 days of sudden lockdown. I was going back after church service, after the water baptism. I saw the long queue at the Woolworths shopping center. Again, a rush for the toilet paper. I don't know what about the toilet paper that everybody is rushing for it. But sometimes, when nothing is happening, we can take things for granted. But I want to encourage you, continue to practice healthy hygiene. Use the RQ code. Have you done that when you come to church today? So that we can contact you when the need arises. What is God doing? He is using this pandemic to reset our world, reset nation, reset churches, reset families, and reset you. For a long time, the world have this attitude. The world live with this frame of mind found in Genesis chapter 11, verse 6. Nothing we set out to do will be impossible for us. We can do anything. We are smart enough. We are great enough. We can send men to the moon. We can send men to the Mars. We are indestructible, untouchable. In fact, We are like God. And you hear this notion, the best is yet to come. But suddenly, this unexpected pandemic reset us back to the basic, to realign to what truly matters with our life. And then we begin to realize, after all, with all our smartness, with all of what we are able to accomplish, we begin to realize we are just fragile clay in the hand of the potter, the mighty Creator God. Pastor Mike spoke so powerfully on John 21 last Sunday. Follow me. Follow Jesus. I use this passage, the same passage, and this is the beauty of God's Word. I use the same passage on the first Sunday of 2021. And I spoke about Reset 2021, calling you to refocus, expect, serve, and kindle, and trust. God has reset us to follow Him, to get back to the basic, to realign to what is important, what really matters to our life. Not just following after the perishing temporary stuff of this perishing world, but rather follow the living God. He is the essence. He is the breath. He is the purpose of our life. Acts chapter 7, verse 28 said, we live and we move in Him. We cannot get away from Him. One of your poets said it well. We are the God Creator. Yes, we are not self-made. We are God Creator. Our theme for 2021 is Follow Me. Taken from Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. As Jesus was walking along, He saw a man named Matthew sitting at His tax collector booth. He said, follow Me and be My disciple. So Matthew got up and followed Him. Jesus has been calling individuals to follow Him. He called two brothers, Andrew and Peter, James and John. And immediately they left their net and their boat and they followed Him. But not everyone that Jesus called to follow Him, follow Him. Some make excuses. Let me first. Let me first. Me first. Let me first live my life. Let me first do what I want to do. And after that, after I have lived my life and done everything, enjoy my life, and when I'm old, I will follow You. It reminds me a story of one great meeting. And when the evangelist called people to come to Jesus, a man came forward, an old man, with his walking stick. He came forward and he was weeping and crying. And the evangelist went to him and he said to the evangelist, Jesus asked me to follow Him, but I said no to Him. Jesus called me to serve Him. I said no to Him. I have lived my life, nothing at the end. And now at my old age, I want to follow Him, but I'm too old to do anything for Him. Some find a cause too great to follow Jesus. Like the young ruler who walked away with sadness in his heart. He came to Jesus with such a great excitement. Oh, I must be a good candidate for Jesus. I mean, I have all the qualification. Maybe the look. Definitely I have the money and the wealth. But then he walked away with sadness in his heart. Wealth was more important to him than following Jesus. What a missed opportunity. But now, Jesus came to Matthew. Matthew, the tax collector, and said to him, "Follow me." What would Matthew's response be? Matthew, sitting at his table, the table that he sits is where all the money and opportunity is. Matthew, the tax collector, saw a man walking towards him. And being a tax collector, when you see a man walking towards you, the first question you ask, is this a taxpayer? But this man was not walking alone. He was walking with few people with him. Could this man have so much tax to pay that he needs others to carry his money? Or are they coming to rob Matthew? Or to protest for the high imposed taxes? As this man stood next to Matthew, he spoke two words to Matthew, just two words to Matthew, and Matthew had never heard these two words before. Others have come to Matthew and spoken very roughly to him. "Give me some discount. The tax is too high. It is wrong. It is unfair." They bargain, they curse and swore at Matthew. But this man did none of this. He just spoke two words to him. And the two words was, "Follow me." Now Matthew, sitting at his table, what does the two words, "Follow me," mean to Matthew? To Matthew, "Follow me" is just as I am. Many saw Jesus as a great rabbi, a great teacher. At 12, the religious leader at the temple was astonished with his knowledge and his question. Later, the religious leader sent their temple guard to arrest Jesus. But they stand there and they heard what he spoke and they came back empty-handed without Jesus. And when they asked the temple guard why, their answer was this: "No man spoke like this man." Jewish children are sent to the synagogue to study the Torah. And when they study the Torah, the rabbi who taught them will look at these Jewish children and they will handpick the best few, the cream of this bunch of children. And they will say to them, "Follow me." Apostle Paul was one of them, whom sat under Gamaliel and was taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the Father. But Jesus, when he called individual, "Follow me," he not look for the cream, the best, the wise, the rich, the famous. Jesus went to the common man and woman, those that have been overlooked, rejected, weak, and unimportant. Jesus went to Matthew. Matthew, the tax collector, was an outcast to his own people. He was despised, rejected, wrote off. And in the eyes of the Jewish religion, he is an outcast. But Jesus called him. Jesus called Matthew, follow me. And to Matthew, that call of follow me was Jesus accepting him just as I am. Just as I am. It's one of the famous old hymns sang when people respond to the call of God, the call of Jesus to follow him. Just as I am, I come to Jesus. I cannot buy, earn, work for my salvation. I simply come to Jesus just as I am. But God does not leave me just as I am. He transformed me and he empowered me to be who I can be, who I am in him. I come just as I am, but God does not want me to stay just as I am, but he changed me to be like him. This morning, always come to Jesus just as I am. No pretend, no cover up, no show, but as an open book before him, because he knows you better than you know yourself or others knows you. He empowers you to be where you can be and who you are in him. Matthew, when he heard the invitation, follow me, to him it was just as I am. Follow me, to Matthew, is a command. To some of us, follow me is an invitation to prayer, a simple prayer. And then after that, we are assured that we got this ticket to heaven. After that, we keep doing our own things, live our own life, like life as usual. Nothing changed, just a religious moment. But these two words, follow me, when you put them together, form a command 20 times in the four gospel. To understand, follow me. To define, follow me. We must not do it in the way that suits us. We must see and understand what Jesus meant when he said, follow me. Follow me is simply a command that said, hear and do the will of the one who goes ahead of us. Jesus Christ said, follow me, I'm going ahead. Now you do what I do, say what I say, be what I be. It's a command. A command is not an option, not a good suggestion, not to your convenience or liking. A command must be obeyed, and it must be obeyed immediately. Not, I'll pray about it. No procrastination, no excuse. Hear and do. Hear and obey. Like Peter, Andrew, James, John, and now Matthew, the tax collector, they hear this word, follow me, immediately, instantly, straight away. They obey the call to follow Jesus. And when they say, Jesus, I will follow you, they follow him from conversion, the new birth, till their death, the grave. No turning back, no regret, no refund, no retirement. They follow him all the way till the upward call, heaven, or the downward call, the grave, whichever comes first. We live in a society that is free and easy. People go for holiday, they say, why follow the tour? Take it free and easy. Lay back, carefree, low commitment. And the word command is not a very friendly word or a well-accepted word. But follow me is a command to obey Jesus, and not just to obey Him yesterday, to obey Him today, every day, and tomorrow. In the New Testament, there are 1,050 commands for Christians to obey. 49 of them was given by Jesus Christ. Jesus is commanding you, follow me. Follow my command, because they are not burdensome. They are not troublesome. They are for your good. Follow and obey my commandments. It brings blessing to your life. Today, Jesus is commanding you, would you follow me as my disciple by obeying my commandments? When you obey, you are indeed my disciples. One day, many will stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ is not a makeup story. It's found in the Bible. And He will say this word to them. So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you do not do what I say? Found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 46. Follow me. Follow me is discipleship. Jesus never called His followers Christian. He called them disciple. When He called them to follow me, He means, just like He said to Matthew, the tax collector, follow me and be my disciple. The great theologian, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, wrote the word, the call to follow me is a call to absolute discipleship. And it comes at a high cost. But he also noted that it was only in surrendering ourselves to Jesus' command that we would paradoxically know our greatest joy. Funny, but it's in the Bible. You die to live. You give to be blessed. It's in the Bible. It's always opposite from the trend and the thought of this world. There must have been something so provocative about Jesus' invitation that these four fishermen and Matthew, the tax collector, was willing to take a risk to follow him as his disciple. Follow me, discipleship, being a disciple. A disciple is a learner, learning from the teacher, following the teacher teaching. The disciple imitate the leaders. Whether you want to call yourself disciple or Christian, we are followers of Jesus Christ. And when we are followers of Jesus Christ, we are to think, feel, and act like Christ. Surprisingly, Jesus called some to follow me. And to some, he discouraged them from following him. With these words, foxes have den to live in, and birds have nests. But the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head. There is a cost, a high cost for being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Many lost their life for following Jesus in the early church, and they still do in many parts of the world that persecute Christian or disciple of Christ. There is a price. Are you ready? Are you ready for this costly and narrow road? Is it worth? Is the cost worth it? I believe so. And for those who want to follow Jesus, He called them to count the cost. Have you count the cost to follow Jesus? When I was 15, I hear the message of Jesus. When I said yes to Him, I know the cost I have to pay to follow Jesus. What is follow me to Matthew? It's all about Jesus. Jesus called you to follow me. But our social media slogan is follow us. Look at Facebook, follow us. Instagram, follow us. Twitter, follow us. YouTube, follow us. The world, follow us. Follow us and swim with us. But Jesus called you to follow me and swim with me against the current. Follow me is about following Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It is so simple, and yet how quickly we forget who we follow, who is all about. We lose sight of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We start to focus on what we have, what we don't have, what others have, what we are doing, and what others are doing. We get caught up with this and that and lose sight of what is truly important. Follow me is about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. Like Martha, Jesus gently rebuked or correct her. And Jesus said to her, "You are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her." Mary, unlike Martha, has positioned herself at Jesus' feet. She represents the disciple who follow Jesus and understand it's all about Jesus, never about others. Never about you, I, or me. Follow me is all about who? Jesus. Sometime, like the disciple in 1 Corinthians 3, rather than following Jesus, they followed Paul. They followed Apollos. They followed another. They placed this leader on the pedestal. I'm of Paul. I'm of Peter. I'm of another. Today, we call it celebrity culture that is in our Western church. We place those of importance, those prominent leaders on the pedestal. We praise them. We put a spotlight on them. We sing about them and make them like shining star. And soon some become falling star. Then we discover they are not like Christ. And then we become disappointed. I love the advice of Apostle Paul, found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. He said this, imitate me. Imitate me. Follow me as I also imitate or follow Christ. Paul said this, the only reason why you should follow me is because I follow Christ. Again, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 7, he said this, you ought to follow us. We behave ourselves orderly among you. Paul was not the kind of man that said, do what I say, but don't do what I do. To him, I say and I do must match with the example of Christ. If not, Why do you follow? Because they are famous and popular. But Jesus said, what is that got to do with you? But now, follow me and follow those who follow me. Years later, when Matthew wrote the Gospel of Matthew, he portrayed Jesus Christ as the king. Matthew is a Jew. He may see Jesus when he first followed him as the Messiah, the promised Messiah, the anointed one. But when he followed Jesus, he was actually following the king and his kingdom. He is following the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and his kingdom, which is an ever-increasing kingdom that cannot be destroyed or defeated by the gates of hell. Follow me. Jesus is calling you. He is stepping into your world, into your life, into your space, and pointing you to God's kind of life. Follow me and live God's kind of life. The old is past. The new has come. You are a new creation. You are under new management. Have you ever seen this sign, under new management? That's what Jesus said. If you follow me, you are under new management. Yes. Jesus stepped into your life and he said, follow me. Not follow me on the Sunday between 10 to 12, but follow me every day and be surprised with the follow me moments that I'm going to give to you. If your eyes is open, your ears is open, your hand is open, follow me. When you see your brother and sister in the household of faith we need, don't ask, what can the church do? What can others do? But rather ask, what can I do? What would Jesus do? Seek the opportunity to follow the example of Jesus. The follow me moment. At a work gathering, everybody is laughing and talking in the conversation. And sometimes the conversation becomes undesirable and the jokes become troubling. Would you follow me to speak out what is right? Or just be silent? Would you follow me to walk away from it? Or just hang around because you want to be accepted by them? Follow me when you see those who are hungry, thirsty, naked, oppressed, and without shelter. Don't just turn the other side. Rather, respond in Christ-like action. There must be something you can do or give to lessen the pain of others. But the world that we live in, the voices of the world, they are filled with and full of followers. Followers, you need this list or product to make yourself feel good or look good to be at your best. With the right makeup of these things, you will be happy and successful than others. Follow us on social media. You can keep up with the latest trend, thoughts, and tempo. You will know what is happening to those people, the popular people like the celebrity, what is popular, and the Facebook friends. Follow us. What do you have to lose? Compromise a bit, bend the rule, close one eye, let things pass, hold your peace, and you will be all right day and night. Before you, every day, there is follow me or follow us. How would you respond? Matthew 9, verse 9, tell us, Matthew, the tax collector, with his connection to money, prestige, and power, and he has a good business. It's a good business to be in, because it's a business that you can charge and overcharge the taxpayer of what you want, and you have a commission out of it. He was sitting on the right place at the right table. When he heard these two words, follow me, he did not wait and see, knowing that if he followed Jesus, there is no turning back. He has to give up his position, give up what he has, and enjoy. In that moment, when he hears the words of Jesus, follow me, his immediate response was not no. Later, when I am ready, or let me first make more money, let me first enjoy my life, let me first have what I want first. His immediate response was he got up and followed Jesus to be his disciple. Jesus calls you to do whatever he has in mind. It begins with him coming to you during your everyday, as you live your life, whether in school, in work, among your friends. And he said to you, follow me. Matthew, the tax collector, got up immediately, without hesitation, without second thought, and he followed Jesus. How about you? When those follow me moments comes to your life, how about you? Would you follow me or follow us? Let's pray. Father, as we launch our theme for 2021, follow me. I pray, Father, for everyone that is present here physically and for everyone that is watching this live stream. I pray, Lord, that you will stir our hearts to know what it meant to follow you. Not to follow you in the way we prefer, we desire, and we make it up, but to follow you, O God, the way your words dictated. To understand, Lord, when you call us to follow me, you call us to come to you just as I am, for you have a plan to transform and to empower us for your purpose. You call us, O God, to follow me. We come to you, obeying your command. And Lord, we know the call to follow me is one of discipleship. To be like you, to learn from you, follow your example, to imitate you. I pray, Lord, that we understand what follow me means, O God. Not like what has been presented in the soft gospel, But Lord, may we catch hold of its purpose and its meaning and its requirement. May we realize, God, follow me is all about you. Nothing but you, O God. I pray, Lord, as we follow you, we know we are following the King. And we are your subject and your people. I pray, Lord, that each day when we come to those follow me or follow us moment before us, that we will have the bonus to follow me and not follow us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we launch our team, I pray that you will be open and sensitive to those follow me moments that God is going to bring to you in this year 2021. It is those follow me moments that when we obey and do, that we will see God's power, God's transformation, and God's blessing over our life. We're going to have communion. Can I have Joseph and John to come and serve communion? Thank you, Jesus. If you are watching the live stream, get ready to take communion with us. Thank you. Would you stand? You hold this bread and this cup. And we value communion, the partaking of the bread that represents his body and the cup that represents his blood. Jesus, the institute, the Lord's table, start his ministry by calling different people, and his word to them was, follow me. At the close of John 21, Jesus spoke the same words, follow me. As we take communion this morning, would you follow Jesus? There's a great voice out there that say, follow us. Don't lose out. Don't miss it. But there is a greater voice within your heart where the Spirit of God speaks to you and say, follow me. Follow Jesus. Follow his example. Follow his life. Would you follow him? to you whether it is the upward call or the downward call. Follow Him wholeheartedly. And it is a command that needs to be obeyed. Lord, we thank You. Thank You for Your love for us. Thank You, Lord, for coming into our world, showing us how to live our life to please You. Even as You came and You say, what I see the Father do, I do. What the Father say, I say. You give us the example of You following the Father. Lord, I pray that we will learn to follow You and be more like You. As we take this bread and this cup in our hand, I pray, Lord, may we understand what it is, what it really meant when we say, yes, I will follow You. Bless this bread and this cup. Keep Your people strong, I pray. Preserve them and keep them from the evil one. Lord, I pray for those that need a touch from You this morning. Touch them with the power of Your presence. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take the bread. And the cup. The Lord bless you, keep you, watch over you.